It's 8:45. Live from the studios here at 33rd and Burt, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. It's time for Live and Local. And with me today, a couple of folks here. I've got Clem Klopaki. He is from the Omaha Audubon Society, or the Audubon Society of Omaha. And move just a little bit closer to the microphone for me there, Clem, if you don't mind. Thank you. And the guest of honor for a presentation tonight, it's Noah Stricker. And tonight at 7 o'clock at the Fontenelle Forest Nature Center, and this is free, by the way, Noah's going to talk about Birding Without Borders, an epic world big year. This is incredible. Welcome, Noah.
Hi, good morning.
Great to have you here. This is super cool. So you got to spend a year and you saw half or more of the species of birds that exist on the planet.
That's right. For a bird watcher, it's called a big year when you try to see as many species of birds as you can in one calendar year between January and December. And in 2015, I did the ultimate big year worldwide, 41 different countries. I saw 6,042 species of birds, which is about 60% of all the birds in the world.
Wow, that's incredible. Now, you also happen to be a rather accomplished photographer, so your ability to document that was also beneficial to the entire journey as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, a lot of people assume you have to take a photo of every bird you see along the way, but that's kind of impossible, actually. There's a lot of birds that just fly by when you're driving or they're too far away, so it's not like you're collecting evidence for a court case or something. It is on the honor system, but I had local witnesses for all these sightings because I was with local birders in all these different countries that I visited.
Ah, that's incredible. So how do you put together a trip like this? I mean, you've got to have a plan and a bit of a strategy just because you're limited to 12 months, first of all, so being at the mercy of certain airlines and that type of thing. How did you go about the semantics of this?
This, for me, was like a couch surfing style trip. So it was contacting birders ahead of time who lived in all these different places I wanted to visit, saying, hey, I'm doing this big year. Can I come sleep on your couch for a few days and hit your local hotspots? So I was hosted in all the different spots that I visited. But it was really light and quick. So I just took one backpack. I didn't check any luggage the whole year. I traveled light and fast as much as I could because the whole idea was to get out into the field and spend all day, every day, for 365 straight days out in the woods, in the forest, looking at birds.
Sure. Now, you've also you've authored National Geographic, Birds of the Photo Ark, and other books as well. But I mentioned National Geographic because I'm guessing you learned to travel a bit light working for such an organization, correct?
Yeah, that's right. And the Nat Geo project was more recent. The Birds of the Photo Ark book was with another local hero around Omaha, Joel Sartori, who some people may recognize. He's an amazing photographer. So we did a book with his bird photos, studio portrait style, and some of my essays about the birds behind the images.
Oh, very good. Clem, how on earth did the Audubon Society of Omaha get to nail such a, well, at least nationally renowned, if now not world-traveled, bird watcher?
Well, I contacted Noah probably just about a year ago and checking on his schedule. I had been reading a lot of his articles he had written, and he's the associate editor of Birding Magazine, which is part of the American Birding Association. So I knew of him, but I had never met him, and so I contacted him and sort of worked around his schedule. Usually we've had some speakers in the past in March when the crane season is, because some of them like to come here as well as to see the sandhill crane migration.
Sure, so you kind of get a double dip on that one, yeah.
And in this case, we worked with Noah around his schedule, and that was in April, and so
perfect. Out. Yeah, and here we are. It is tonight at 7 o'clock. Noah, I want to ask you if you can kind of give us some bullet points on some rapid-fire questions. Most dangerous place you were at to see something special?
Probably in southern Turkey, within a couple miles of the Syrian border in ISIS-controlled territory. But I did get to see a bird there called the Iraqi babbler, so it was well worth it.
Sure, absolutely. Biggest bug-filled infestation where you're just swatting.
there's probably more mosquitoes in parts of Nebraska, at least in the summer, than in many of the world's rainforests. But for me, the leeches were the worst. In parts of Madagascar and Sri Lanka, I just had these leech infestations. And they, you know, they don't have diseases or anything, but they're so nasty.
Oh, absolutely.
Just creeps me out.
Caught yourself a pretty nasty fever, I read.
I think I was fortunate. A whole year of traveling all over the world, I came down with the flu in Peru, and I got a pretty good case of Delhi belly in India. But that was even well worth it because the food there was so good both directions. So.
Noah Stricker tonight. You can hear him. It's free to the public. OmahaAudubon.com has more information for this. It's at Fontenelle Forest Nature Center, 7 to 8:30 p.m. tonight. And if you'd like to go, do. Morning Edition continues right now.